Thoughts on Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1. Showers a blessing. Let me just read the verse. Ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. He gives showers of rain to men and plants of the field to everyone. Zechariah chapter 10 and verse 1, showers a blessing. Well, you can see the obvious import of this for the Jews returning from exile. Here they are in this hot land. They're an agricultural society. They depend absolutely upon the seasons and the rains and the sunshine and so on to bring the crop, their crops to fruition. And Zechariah is called of God and used of God to encourage these Jews. God will give, there will be showers. There will be these clouds which will bring rain for them at the right time, and the land will be fruitful. The fields will yield their crops. Now notice, it's not nature that does it. It's not blind fate or some blind force. It's the sovereign power of God that accomplishes this. It is God's sovereign mercy to bring showers. It's God's gift. It actually says so. He gives showers of rain. And because God gives, because God is gracious and merciful to give this rain, so necessary, so essential for the crops to grow, then the Jews are encouraged here to pray. Ask the Lord for rain. It's the Lord who will do it in the springtime and so on. But there is clearly in the verse the element of common grace here. Notice that God gives showers of rain to men. The rain falls on the Jews and it falls on the pagans. They also receive the rain. But God's people are singled out, and God's people should pray and look to God, not to fate or chance or luck or nature or whatever, but ask the Lord. Now, is there any lesson for us today? Is there any application that we can make to us as believers today? Well, as we've seen over and over again, these prophets use figurative terms. They speak in literal terms. I'm sure this was literal for the Jews in their return to Jerusalem and Judah in the days after the days of the exile. But we've also seen that these terms, these physical things, also speak spiritually as well as physically. They are figurative as well as actual. For Judah in the Old Covenant, I can see quite plainly the prosperity of the land and so on. What of the elect? What of the ecclesia? What of the believers in the days of the New Covenant? That's how it was then. What is it now? Showers of blessing. Well, we need showers of blessing. John Newton wrote a hymn that once was God's cause was that God's field was a prosperous field, but a drought has succeeded. Showers of blessing we need. It's a desperate need today, I think, the blessing of God's Spirit. And we can't manipulate it. We depend absolutely upon God in this. The natural man thinks he can cope, but God soon shows him that his natural defences against the elements, I'm afraid, prove woefully inadequate. God can wipe them away in a moment. But here we speak of God's power, his wisdom, but also his care for his people. Indeed, the Lord will care for Judah is the title over this passage, this chapter. But of course, it's the Lord's care for his people today as well. I see it in spiritual terms. May we live to see showers of blessing from the presence of the Lord, renewals of the blessing of God, the fresh supplies of grace and power in the Spirit.